another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
Welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. Hey, you know, that theme makes me think of this. This is, you know what this theme is now called? As far as we're concerned? And I think in a lot of people's mind, this is the domestic abuse theme.
It's true. Oh, well, you know what? Speaking of which, maybe this is what you were leading toward.
Doesn't kill Ollie, it's just your liver.
It is, of course, that is the NFL. It's some music for the NFL films, guys.
Yeah.
But then you brought it up, the domestic violence stuff.
Yeah. You know, it makes me want to hit you when you stalk like this.
Yeah. You know what's happening?
When you bring
this
up.
It's starting to bleed over into NASCAR.
Yeah. Oh, what happened?
Kurt Busch.
I heard something about that, but I didn't. I was on the crawl this morning when I was prepping for the show, but I didn't see the details.
He's been suspended.
Now, isn't he a Gibbs guy?
I think so. I think
he is. He's a top-notch guy. I mean, he's like one of the top three or four.
He's one of the ones that contends for the title every year. Yeah, he evidently, something with his girlfriend.
Hit his girlfriend with a race car.
Doing something, yeah. He's doing something, man. And so
speed impact.
They are not letting him race the Daytona 500, which is coming up soon.
That's huge.
And it could be
ongoing, yeah, yeah.
So evidently he's in a legal battle for his being able to be out and racing and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look at the details of it. I saw the crawl this
very
morning,
sad.
But I didn't catch the first part.
Yep.
You know, just said, you know, Kurt Busch won't be racing. It's like, whoa. Well, you know what? It's like anything else, man. It ain't just in the NFL. Human beings infect everything. We are everywhere. And wherever we is, that's where the trouble is.
Give us enough time, and we will start hitting people. It's not good.
No, sometimes it's good.
Sometimes it is.
Who's getting hit.
But in these cases, it's not, yeah.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Why did we even bring up the thing about relaxing and all that, and I was talking about the gal that called last night or texted last night? Why did we even get into that mode of stuff? What caused that? What were we thinking about?
Well, we're doing a show, and so you started talking about that crypto locker or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, so that was rooted in the crypto locker discussion?
Well, I don't know. At what point you're talking about? Where we started talking about my issue?
We were talking about your issue.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I kind of brought it up.
We sure got around it. We take the tangents, man. We pull on the string.
But they're related. And speaking of which.
Sometimes it's a long string.
Speaking of which, yes. I just finished up the first season. I don't know if you've seen it. Very interesting. I'm not sure if I really like it a whole lot yet, but I watched the whole season, so I like it enough to watch the whole season. Of Halt and Catch Fire.
Halt and Catch Fire?
Yep.
What is that?
You don't know what HFC is, or Halt and Catch Fire. HCF is?
No.
It's a command, an early computer command.
Halt and Catch Fire?
Yep.
Never heard of it.
Yep. This is way back in the day. It's a series that's come out on AMC.
Yeah.
And
AMC?
Yep. It follow when the Walking Dead season ends, they come in and their season starts.
Halt and Catch Fire.
It's a new one.
I know what Halt is, but I don't know what the...
Yeah, evidently. Huh. Look it up.
What's this about?
Look it up. Well, this show basically
Fireman?
Chronicles... It's a fictional story, so it's based on what happened back in the day, but it's fictional. It's not... You know, they're not using the actual
names. Not historically accurate, yeah.
And they take license, obviously, to make it more interesting. But it's basically documenting a company that... We're doing some of the first PC clones of the IBM computers.
Oh, okay. So this is like a admin for technology.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
What it's like. And it takes place in the 80s.
Okay.
And it does have some interesting touches on stuff.
That's when I got into it, so I might find it interesting.
Yeah, you might. I mean, I thought about calling you, but then it gets into the kind of silly, goofy stuff.
I know.
That it's like, they should have left that out.
Yeah.
but they have to put it in.
Well, they have to put it in for the girls.
Yeah, they do. I mean, that's what it is. It's you can see.
Yeah.
And they have some stuff that's PC that they put in there to make sure you know.
That they know.
You need to look at this and you have to address this issue that was happening. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, okay, guys, all right. Yeah. What does this have to do with the PC? I don't know.
Yeah, they get preachy.
But they started. Yeah. But they one of the things was their whole push to, for Comdex 1983.
Oh man!
And going.
See, I know about that stuff.
Right. So it's very interesting to see what because they have some. They have some.
That's ancient history for some folks, but I know the details of this.
Yeah.
I know when Bill Gates and Jim Manzi were screaming at each other in the hallways of the hotel.
Yeah. Well, they address a lot of that kind of stuff.
So.
And so it's kind of fun to watch that. In a nostalgic look back on that stuff.
Interesting.
So you might like it. It's on, I think.
AMC, you said.
I think they have it up. Yeah, they have it up on, like, on demand at Comcast. And I think Cox may have it as well. But, but it'll be showing up on Netflix soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
To watch it there as well. Yeah. But, yeah, cool. Pretty interesting show.
Halt to Catch Fire. I'll have to check it out. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. Man, we're going to cover, like, two topics
that's
in this show. Because I got a feeling I'm going to get a little wordy in this this thing, too. Drive Ed Alexander nuts. Last week, you know, I was kind of brutally honest in admitting that in my consideration, me analyzing the issue, that both sides of the net neutrality argument had been purposely deceitful. And it made it very difficult for me to say, this is why you need to support it, or this is why you need to be against it. Now, I'm going to make a stand on this, and I'm going to tell you why I'm making the stand. And I feel like it's a little bit of a cop-out, but it really isn't a cop-out. Because ultimately, it's true, in my opinion. But just huge challenges in understanding what net neutrality is all about and what the bad and the good is. Because what happened, and it isn't just America, I experienced it in America, and I think in a lot of ways it's more intense in America. But there's a real, with the exception of like Apple and Tesla, there's an overwhelming anti-corporate bigotry. Now, this is not an anti-corporate misbehavior bigotry. This is an anti-corporate bigotry. Now, how do you justify an anti-corporate bigotry? By maintaining there's overwhelming misbehavior, whether there is or not. If there isn't, you fabricate it. And that's what's happened with that side of the net neutrality argument, that the companies have misbehaved, they've abused their customers, they are essentially like a trust where they're abusing their monopoly, and we're all the worse for it, and there has to be a solution. And we'll get to what they think the solution is here in a moment. And ultimately, it's why I think you don't support the net neutrality movement. What's happened, and I got a call this week from a friend of mine. Dave, I was listening to Beck, and he was talking about net neutrality, and he's going ape, and what we should do, and blah, 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 blah. And I admitted to him, you know what, dude? And I'm not saying Beck is being dishonest, but there's so much misinformation, you can't deal with the details. You don't know what the truth is.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today.
Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.